Support comes from Red Stag Supper Club, featuring weekly live music and a late-night happy hour, serving brunch, lunch, dinner, and late night 7 days a week, focusing on locally farmed ingredients. RedStagSupperClub.com. Took me by the
hand. From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, A Misleading Past.
Two. Okay, one, two. Huh. The library. I don't think anything happened in here. Your turn, Tom.
All right. Three. One, two, three. All right, I'm ready to make an accusation.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
I believe it was Mr. Mustard in the dining room with the lead pipe.
Lead pipe? Don't you mean the lead pipe?
No, I mean lead. That's what the card says.
It does.
It does not. It says lead.
No, it doesn't. Lead is spelled L-E-A-D.
That spells lead.
No, it doesn't. Lead is L-E-D.
No, it isn't.
What are you two even talking about?
This week, we're going to talk about a common mix-up having to do with the verb to lead and its past tense form. It's an error so common that, as cited in Fowler's Modern English Usage, it even slips past the best copy editors once in a while and ends up in print. So let's begin with the verb to lead. It's spelled L-E-A-D, and according to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, it has a lot of meanings. First, it can mean to cause a person or animal to go with one, as in,
the tour guide leads visitors through the museum.
Second, it can mean be a route or means of access.
This street leads to the center of town.
It can mean be in charge of.
Pat is leading the new web development group.
It can mean to have the advantage in a race or game.
Going into the final turn, Daddy's girl is still leading the other horses.
It can also mean to have a particular way of life.
Jerry leads a rather simple, practical life.
Now, the confusion with lead is its past tense form, specifically its spelling. The past tense of lead is led, spelled L-E-D.
The tour guide led visitors through the museum.
The horse called Daddy's girl led the race going into the final turn.
So often, however, people think the past tense of lead is spelled L-E-A-D. As we said at the top, it's a common error.
But I know I've seen and said led, spelled L-E-A-D. Where does that confusion come from?
It comes from the noun lead, which is a heavy metal.
Heavy metal? Awesome!
No, a different kind of heavy metal. In fact, here's someone who can help.
Lead is a bluish-gray metallic element. It's a soft, malleable metal, and although it's a poor conductor of electricity, it's very resistant to corrosion.
Professor Labcoat, is that the same as the lead in my pencil?
Good question, Timmy.
Susie.
Good question, Susie. It turns out that what we call lead in pencils is actually graphite. Lead, the metal, is never used in pencils. The true metal, lead, is represented by the symbol PB in the periodic table of elements.
Gee, Professor Labcoat, why is it PB?
I want you to write this down, Timmy, Susie. I don't know.
So the metallic element, lead, is spelled L-E-A-D. The past tense of the verb lead is led, spelled L-E-D.
L-E-D sounds familiar. Isn't that something else, too?
Well, let's find out.
An LED is a light-emitting diode, which is a semiconductor diode that glows when voltage is applied.
Gee, Professor Labcoat, that sounds pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, it probably is. But I do know this. LEDs are common in everyday life.
Really?
Yes. LEDs are used in lighting, electronic message displays, even the remote control for your TV or VCR.
What's a VCR?
That's a very interesting question. A VCR is ancient technology. Now, when I was a boy...
Okay, so are there any tricks to remember that the past tense of lead is led, spelled L-E-D?
Here's one. The present tense is L-E-A-D. The past tense is L-E-D. Present is a longer word than past. Lead is a longer word than led. So present tense long word, L-E-A-D, past tense short word, L-E-D.
Hey, that works.
I actually use a comparison and a little story to tell them apart.
Really? Cool, let's hear it.
Well, lead and led are kind of like the words feed and fed. I think of a farmer who leads his goats into the meadow where they can feed. Once the farmer has led the goats to the meadow, the goats will be fed. Lead, feed, led, fed. Led and fed are both three-letter words.
Nerd.
Whatever works for you. As we've said before,
all's fair when it comes to mnemonic devices. Okay, okay. Have we sorted everything out so we can get on with your accusations?
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Mustard with the lead pipe.
Great, but you're wrong.
What? I thought we agreed it's the lead pipe.
No, no, that's fine. What I mean is, that's not the solution to the mystery.
Oh, man.
So, in our ongoing tournament here, Julia has 3 wins, I have 2 wins, and Tom has... Oh, nuts.
What's wrong?
So I just snapped the lead in my pencil.
You mean lead.
Let's not start this again.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield and from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Dale Connolly, Tom Weber, and Julia Schrenkler. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, visit MinnesotaPublicRadio.org to check out other programs and podcasts.